Welcome to Italo Disco podcast number 69 of Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. I'm Missy L, and I'm here to showcase rare Italo gems, seductive synth pop, if you will, ranging from high energy to space synth, original Euro disco to modern synthwave. It's not a time to be a snob about it. We'll be hearing the vintage and the modern back to back, marveling at these incredible musicians and producers who can miraculously capture a glam 80s essence. We just heard the 12-inch mix of Americano from Vivian V. The Italian singer and model launched to fame immediately with her first album, Give Me a Break, in 1979. I have a special fondness for the high-energy Rimini mood of Americano, as it was a huge hit on the dance floor of George Esteric's 2015 European tour. While we're still in the 80s, this is a gem from the Italian group The Creatures. Hide in the City featured on their third album, Illusion, which was released in 1985. The Creatures were the house band at the infamous Rimini discotheque La Tremondo, which was the hub of the Italo scene. Their presence is captured in the 1984 film Jocks, The Angel of Disco, which showcased the dazzling interior of the club, namely their spectacular in-house waterfall and spaceship DJ booth held aloft in dry ice. The moon is my inspiration, indeed. That was Deciding the End from the Swedish space synth duo Retronic Voice. It featured on their 2012 album Awakening, but it could well have been the lost cause and effect side project of my dreams. Others liken their work to space synth contemporaries Laserdance, Kota and Raiga, but the crucial difference is these velvety vocals which are typically missing from space synth. Still, Stuck in Space, this is Just Like a Star, the 1984 single from Alter Ego. Alter Ego was a duo made up of Claudio Florentino and Massimo Gabutti. Interestingly, Gabutti would later find huge success 16 years later by writing the song Blue, performed by Eiffel 65.
Thank you.
That was the Initial Talk 80s Rules remix of New Rules from Dua Lipa. The hyper nostalgic remix is a drastic departure from the minimal style of the original, if you know it. An Initial Talk, the Tokyo-based producer, was said to have taken inspiration from Two of Hearts by Stacey Q. Initial Talk is one of a number of producers who take contemporary pop hits and remake them into 80s high-energy anthems. The XL Synthwave remix of Disturbia by Rihanna is another example of this super high-energy quality that seems to turn any contemporary song into addictive Italo. Now, Italo Disco documentaries are few and far between, unfortunately, but I urge you to go out and watch Dons of Disco. Directed by Jonathan Sutak, it's about the battle between Den Harrow and Tom Hooker, the history of Den Harrow as a musical project, and how Tom Hooker wants justice for his contribution to the musical project. It strikes just the right balance between the tragic and the hilarious in the same way Bros After the Screaming Stops did, being beautifully produced and high-spec with a thoroughly compelling story to boot. In the meantime, this is Mad Desire, a single released by Den Harrow in 1984. The vocals were not provided by Tom Hooker on this occasion, but by Silver Pelosi, who sang on literally hundreds of Italo Disco records, including his own hit, Around My Dream.
Let's make it last. solve my desire. Hoping that this love will last forever. It's either now or never. We're made to stay together. Let's make it last tonight. My desire, burning through the night. My desire, dancing in the night.
Released in 1988, Only One Night by the Hurricanes was a side project for Fancy, who you may know from such hits as Slice Me Nice and Bolero Brackets Hold Me In Your Arms Again. This song is an especially perfect example of the pathos of Italo and how it can be really very moving, capturing feelings of love, loss and yearning, and this hope that if you just have one more night with a lost love, it would be enough. Yet, the song exists as this temporal entity, and it sort of suggests that one more night wouldn't suffice at all. Listen again, and you'll want one more night. Replay, and you'll want another. And if Italo teaches us anything, it's that lust is a Moorish thing. Now, for the past few Halloweens, I've been putting together creepy synthy shows for FOTW's Halloween Listening Party, and this track was one of the highlights for 2022. This is the 2022 radio remix of Tell Me by Vanelle. Originally released in Canada in 1985, Vanelle managed to revisit and revitalise this track with this remix. And as much as Italo exists as a kind of musical archaeology crawling about on the dusty floors of record shops across Europe, it's also about buffing up songs like this, reworking them, re-releasing them, and popularising them among discerning listeners a second time round.
Crazy explanations don't matter to me. Becomes reality.
An absolute classic of modern Italo that was Vincenzo Salvia with Night Signs, which appeared on his 2012 EP Nostalgia. That brings us to the end of this Cassettes and Chocolate Milk. As always, thank you for listening and please return to cassettesandchocolate.blogspot.com for more pods and essays. I'll leave you with this incredible 1984 single from Michael Maltese, It Isn't Changed. If you could sum up this song in one word, it's emotional. You attempt to glean some coherence from the lyrics, but it's really the music that hits you in the heart. Why does it make me so emotional?
We'll be holding on.